Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of State of the Union by Brad Thor, narrated by George Guidel, and directed by Matt Stadelman. The author opens this novel with the following Latin saying, Cunctando regitur mundus. Waiting, one rules the world. And now, State of the Union.
Prologue. Washington, D.C., Tuesday evening, January 28th. What I want, Chuck, is 10 minutes of peace and quiet so I can think, snapped the president to his chief of staff. Charles Anderson had never seen his boss like this. Then again, America had never faced a situation of this magnitude before. With less than 3 hours until he was expected to deliver his State of the Union address, President Jack Rutledge had already made the tough decision of evacuating Congress and settling on a videotaped address from the White House. The hardest call, though, still lay before him. "Okay, people," voiced Anderson. "You heard the president. Let's give him the room. Everybody out. We'll reconvene in the Situation Room." Once the Oval Office had cleared out, the president leaned back in his chair, closed his eyes, and massaged his forehead with the heels of his hands. His oath of office called for him to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, a body of laws which obliged him to give to Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient. Never.